Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Investigate California. Well, let's go. Yes, everyone, welcome to Clown World. Apparently, this shit is crazy. Look what it says right here. The rioting Mexicans have set their battle lines at the Home Depot parking lot across from the ICE detention center, and the police have staged under a giant donut. Yeah, Randy's Donuts? Oh man, that place is famous. Even came out in Independence Day. Oh yes. Donuts for cops and Home Depot for the beaners, right? Why not? Si, senor. Oh, man. But you know what's fucked up? Like, Gavin Newsom is not being investigated. They really should look into him. Yeah, it looks like there's things saying that the Democrats are the ones stirring the pot. And that's what all this shit's about. Why, you say? Maybe because they want to throw a monkey wrench into Donald Trump's vision. Yes, I think Donald Trump is a huge disappointment. He was supposed to stop all these wars and all this other stuff. Is he doing it? No! But at least he's trying to do stuff in other areas. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. He's at least taking charge because Gavin Newsom apparently can't do shit. Why? I don't know. They should really find out though, don't you think? Yeah, check this out. Doesn't this prove to you this is approved by the Democrats? Yes, look. This guy has a work release program for sex offenders, so booyaka, there you go. Enjoy! But you know what? The crazy thing is, I'm not the only minority that's talking shit about Gavin Newsom. There's other people that are paying attention. Yes, let me bring out another minority! Yeah, you see, another fellow minority. I'm a Taco American, and this basketball American doesn't like the shit that's happening in California. Yes, I'm not the only one saying they should investigate Newsom. Look what this guy is saying. Come on, buddy. Let's talk.
Trump, whatever you need to do in California, do it. I made a video about a month ago talking about how corrupt the governors and politicians are over here in California.
Yeah, man, you know, it's not only in California, it's in every Democrat state. Yes, they all corrupt. Remember, what was it, in Michigan? That was Tim Walz's governor, and what happened during his watch? Yeah, wasn't that thing with the Cal Rittenhouse? I think so. Yeah. So this is just the Democrat playbook, so I don't know, man. But apparently, if you talk about this shit, it's racist, right? I don't know how that happens, but whatever.
And the two main places that I mentioned that they ain't gonna let go of is San Francisco and L.A. And look who's in the news right now. L.A., of course, because that's the most demonic part of California that we have.
It's just that in Los Angeles, a lot of things come out of there. Yeah, you got movies coming out of there, but music. Yeah, it's supposed to be the entertainment capital of the world or something like that. But no, it's just turned into a freak show. And that's sad because Los Angeles was an awesome place, but not no more.
Not gonna let go of it. They're not gonna let go of California. They're gonna continue to overtax us and continue to take away our rights over here in California.
Yeah, the only reason they're doing that is because they think you are a weak bitch. And for the most part, they're right because nobody's standing up. Yeah, just prepare yourself. Hold some food, some water, you know, medicine and stuff like that for at least 6 months. Maybe better if you have it for at least close to a year. Yeah, stuff that you need. Don't be getting like survival food like that. Get like extra cans of food, so, you know, things like that. Don't go buying any survival food, any of that 50-year life shelf, whatever bullshit. Yeah, just strap on, man, because things are going to get crazy. Just saying.
California, we can vote as much as we want against the corrupt things that they try to put on us, and they will lecture us. They lecture us on our vote against the stuff that they're doing, and then they do what they want to anyway. So, Trump, do whatever you got to do in California. Insurrection acts, National Guard, whatever. Do what you got to do. Make sure you figure out what Gavin Newsom is doing, Karen Bass, whoever else is involved in all this kind of stuff. Make sure you get them, round them up, figure it out, stop their corruption. We're praying for you. We're praying for the best for California. Gavin Newsom is dirty, horrible, deplorable, trash. Get him out of here.
Yeah, well, Gavin Newsom likes to gaslight people and make them seem like it's not his fault, it's everyone else but him. But people with eyes in their heads could see that's bullshit. Utter and complete bullshit. Well, people are gonna keep on doing this because people are weak. And they're scared, I understand. I'm fucking scared too, but if you don't do it, the alternative is worse. Yeah, so you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. I don't know.
God bless.
Well, in 1992, the rooftop Koreans were born, so yeah, maybe we get another 2.0 of that shit. Hopefully. Let's watch the clip.
During the violent riots in LA in 1992, countless stores were attacked, looted, and even burned. The Korean shop owners, who had no support from the police, decided to take matters into their own hands.
Hell, if the government's not taking care of you, you gotta take matters in your own hands, so fuck them, in my opinion, right? I think the rooftop Koreans did good on their part, cause you shouldn't put up with fucking worms. Yeah, you build your life, just so other cocksuckers will just break it down and take your shit? Oh hell no, these guys did good in my book, just an opinion.
The police advised them to flee and leave their shops to be looted. But the Koreans did not want to lose their entire livelihood.
Yeah, the rooftop Koreans, they did good. They were protecting things that needed to be protected because it was their whole life. Imagine if they had lost their stuff, starting at square one again. Oh no, screw that.
Banded together and defended their shops day and night from looters.
Yeah, this just shows you how community is very important to have. It'd be nice having this kind of thing. Have people you trust and they actually have your back when you need it. Yeah, but us, we don't get this kind of thing because the government did a mess of a job at destroying the family. Yeah, but see what happens, right?
Tensions escalated when several fierce gun battles broke out. Eyewitnesses reported that Koreatown was like a war zone, and the police rarely dared to approach. Ironically, the police officers who were on the scene arrested several shop owners for illegal possession of weapons.
Yeah, how stupid is that? You arrest the people that are actually protecting their shit from the horde. Great job, government.
Which prevented them from defending their goods. Despite the odds, the Koreans earned a lot of respect for their brave efforts and were nicknamed Roof Koreans.
Are you ready for round two? I hope so. Enjoy.
There's the American dream and the California dream. There's no Alabama dream. Eat your heart out, Texas.
Yeah, look, Texas, are you jealous of this? I know I am. Oh, man. Fuck you, Gavin Newsom. You're such a liar. Oh, yeah. All the money you put in your pockets while you fuck the people that actually put you in that position. Oh, you're such a great human being, right? Fucking asshole. Yeah, if Trump really had some balls and serious about this shit, he would investigate this guy and nail his ass to the wall. That's the only way you make sure. You gotta nuke these assholes from orbit. It's the only way to make sure.
Tennessee and Florida. This is...
Oh, now you're attacking Florida? Yeah, and in Florida they got alligators and anacondas. They're fucking their fucking environment. But what do we have? We have assholes. They fuck up the environment too. Fuck this guy. Just an opinion, but let's see what happens, right?
California, the world looks to us to see that it's possible to live, advance, and prosper together across every conceivable difference.
Yes, the world looks at California for what the future can be. Yes, the future is looking bright for California, huh? Yes, truly is the Golden State. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Yeah, incidentally, you know that homosexuals have this term called golden fags? Yeah, those are the homosexuals that only time they ever touch pussy is when they came out of one. Yeah, I think that's what Gavin Newsom is. He's one of these golden fags. Just an opinion.
It's what makes this state great, that we don't tolerate that diversity as we once had, but we truly can look today and talk in terms of how we celebrate that diversity.
Yeah, apparently diversity is a strength, huh? Oh yes, how fun, 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 fun. Yeah, we're supposed to be a big, happy family, but apparently not, huh? Well, whatever. Yeah, according to the politicians, that California is fine. That nothing is burning, nothing is damaged, everything is good. The police has everything under control. According to your eyes, everything is fine. Does this look fine to you? Huh? Yeah, this is very acceptable, right? Bullshit. You know what? I think when the character creation started, I fucked up choosing human as my species. Yeah, I should have been something else. Yeah, like a parrot, for example, because when they mate for life. Yeah. Ooh, because these people are fucking insane. Yeah, all these fucking low-level humans are the ones making this world into shit. They're everywhere. But that's the world that we live in. And unfortunately, us smart people, we gotta put up with this shit. Yeah, what can we do, right? What can we do? Well, I guess this is gonna be my off-ramp. I have to go out and do my thing. Yeah, I would've put this out last night, but I passed out fucking... I got so much shit on my plate, so... Yeah, I hope you guys are busy yourself. Remember, idle hands are the devil's playground, so keep yourself busy, make a lot of money, and just avoid all these creeps. I know everything's burning right now, but everybody's insane, so be careful. Oh yeah, and incidentally, I'm gonna leave you a clip of these stupid asshole YouTubers. They had a vendetta with each other because they're stupid. And unfortunately, we're giving these morons attention. Yeah, don't pay attention to stupid people, because then shit happens. Well, goodbye.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know what's going on down there, but everybody just ran this way. There was like 8 or 9 guns.
I'm out here searching for my baby. But I went through every fucking casino there is. I heard there's one of my biggest fans here in fucking town. I'm dying to see him. I'm fucking dying to see him. What are we doing? Fuel bar tonight? Is that what we're doing? I'll fucking be there. I'll fucking be there. Better fucking believe it.
I wasn't gonna say nothing, but this guy's a stupid motherfucker. He just killed somebody over stupid shit. You're fucking retarded. I hope you go to prison and never come out, because people like you will make WebEx like us look bad. So fuck you.
Show up? You fucking think I'm not gonna show up? I should have been the first one to be told. Right? Somebody should have sent me my invite. Mr. Marcus.